Hello, Shellpoint. My name is Garth Crundwell, and I'm the Director of Spiritual Services. I heard quite a few years ago a preacher at a conference speak about a man in his congregation that wore a perpetual frown. Sunday after Sunday, this man would come to church and never smile. Finally, the preacher could not take it anymore, and he approached the man. "Brother, you've been coming to church for years. I see you every Sunday, and I've never seen you smile." The man replied with his usual somber and serious facial expression, "Pastor, this is my smiling face." Did you know that May 31st is National Smile Day? And the second week in August is National Smile Week. May 14th to June 14th this year is National Smile Month. Who invents these things? Dentists? Well, actually, yes. But more than just good oral hygiene, these events speak to a great need in our society. We are too serious. Just listen to the diatribes on the news media. The tension in our country speaks to a loss of dialogue, humor, and human interaction. Did you know that they've done scientific research on smiles? It takes 12 muscles to smile and 113 muscles to frown. Apparently, you have to work harder to frown than to smile. Maybe that's our problem. We're working too hard with all the frowns and grumpiness in our society today. There are even smile coaches that will help train you to smile. Remember that yellow smiley-faced icon that seemed to appear everywhere? Where did it come from? Well, it was developed in 1963 in Worcester, Massachusetts, when State Mutual Life Assurance Company approached graphic designer Harvey Ball to create a morale booster for its employees. It only took him 10 minutes to create that icon, and he was paid the amazing sum of $45. In an interview with the Associated Press, Ball said, "I made a circle with a smile for a mouth on yellow paper because it was sunshiny and bright." Sunshiny and bright, I like that. That's what's missing on the evening news broadcast. It's all gloom and doom. The evening news cycle and the evening talk shows remind me of that song by Buck Owens and Roy Clark. "Gloom, despair, and agony on me, deep dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me." One article that I read about smiles said the following: "Everything seems so much easier with a smile. Smiling makes you feel good. It can actually improve your health and life." Consider these facts. Smiling makes you happier. Studies show that the act of smiling can actually trick the brain into feeling happier. Smiling can't fix all your problems, but it can make you feel a little better at any moment. Smiling can drastically reduce stress. Research shows that smiling has the power to reduce stress and increase our ability to deal with trying situations. Smiling calms people down and increases their coping abilities. Smiling helps you live longer. Smiling decreases blood pressure by releasing endorphins to improve your immune system, help fight infection and disease. Smiling improves your chances of work promotions. People who smile at work are more likely to be promoted. Smiling conveys happiness, approachability, and confidence, all traits that managers look for in their employees. Finally, smiling can boost morale. This is especially true in difficult fields or situations such as medicine, hospice, and home care. A smile, someone said, is a light in the window of a face which shows that the heart is at home. The psalmist, writing in Psalm 67, records a beautiful blessing, an expression of hope, and a desire for God to be exalted among the nations. In the very beginning of that psalm, verse 1, he writes, "May God be merciful and bless us. May his face smile with favor on us." That thought, "May his face smile with favor on us," is expressed in one other passage in the Old Testament, in Numbers chapter 6, verse 25. The original understanding of the Hebrew word for smile, ya'er, is to shine on, here and in Numbers chapter 6. The idea that the writers are trying to communicate to their readers is that the favor of God is upon them. The light of His glorious grace is with them. It literally could mean God has His face directed toward them and He's smiling. I think we who are parents or grandparents can understand that concept. Don't we smile when we see our children or grandchildren? Our hearts overflow with love. We beam with pride as we think about them or watch them engage in their activities. We have been blessed with 4 children and 2 grandchildren and 1 on the way. They're all special and unique. Our oldest is more cerebral. Our daughter likes to tackle hands-on challenges. Our second son, very athletic. Our youngest son is a gamer and a thinker. Our grandkids are full of life and fun and creativity and energy. Just thinking about them right now fills me with such joy and it makes me smile. Is it impossible for us to imagine that God doesn't also smile when He watches us in action? His heart always overflows with love for us because He is love. Even when we mess up, He loves us. His smile might dim for a time, but never His love. So, He is with you, and He is for you. If you need proof, there's no greater proof than the fact that He sent His Son Jesus to die for you, to take your place and the punishment that you deserved. God loves you, and like any parent, He loves to smile upon His children. Want to feel His smile? Seek Him with all your heart. When you seek Him, He will be found by you. He desires to walk with you and be gracious to you every day. He desires a personal relationship with you. He loves to smile on you. There's a poem, and the author of this poem is unclear, but it speaks to the value of a smile. A smile costs nothing, but gives a lot. It enriches those who receive it without making poorer those who give it. A smile takes only a moment, but the memory of it can last forever. No one is so rich or so mighty that they cannot get along without a smile. And no one is so poor that they cannot be made richer by a smile. A smile creates happiness in the home, fosters goodwill in business, and is the countersign of friendship. A smile brings rest to the weary, cheer to the discouraged, sunshine to the sad, and is nature's best cure for trouble. Yet it cannot be bought, begged, borrowed, or stolen, for it is of no value to anyone until it's given away. Some people are too tired to give a smile, so give them one of yours, as no one needs a smile so much as he who has no more of his own to give. Smile, knowing that the God of the universe, the creator and sustainer of all life, has a great big smile that He loves to share with His children. Walk in the light of that smile today and smile. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.